Welcome to the A Keen Mind podcast. I'm Jude, a licensed therapist and meditation teacher. This show is designed to help you become more mindful in daily life so you can reduce stress and find more joy and peace. If you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, please check out my orientation on April the 9th from 6:45 to 8 p.m. on mindfulness and stress reduction. This orientation will let you experience a guided meditation and understand more about the four-week course that I am offering, which follows this orientation. There will be two separate cycles that will occur, and you can learn more on my website at akeenmind.com. At this orientation, you'll have an opportunity to sign up for one of the two cycles of the four-week class, and this will also include an all-day retreat. Also, if you happen to be a healthcare professional living in the Charlotte area and you would like a free dose of self-care, I'm offering a free two-hour mindfulness event about reducing compassion fatigue with mindfulness. This is on April the 5th from 1:30 to 3:30. This training will provide some gentle yoga that anyone can do, guided meditations, and instructions on how to take better care of yourself through mindful self-compassion. So thank you all for still sticking around. I realize it has been a couple of weeks since I have put out an episode. So thank you all for being patient with me. I actually had to practice some self-care for myself recently because I've been working more hours, taking on some new clients in my counseling practice, and getting ready to provide some meditation classes. So some of my energies have been spent towards these efforts that I described kind of earlier in the podcast. And the podcast is something that's really important to me, and I so appreciate everyone who is listening, all of the feedback that I've been given. And recently, I have been given a very important question that I want to respond to here on the podcast. And so any of you out there who may be listening who also have questions, I would love it if you would send them to me. And you can do so by sending them to jude@akeenmind.com. Or you can simply, if you use the Anchor app, you can send me a voice message. And you can just let me even know on the voice message whether or not it's okay to use this in the show or not. For this particular listener, they asked that I not include their name, which I am happy to oblige. I just appreciate the interaction and the connection, and to know that someone out there is really listening and thinking about these different topics that I talk about with mindfulness and being present. So I am going to go over this listener's question and provide a response. And then following this, because I think it's really going to almost be a part two of the Art of Self-Compassion that was my previous episode, and then following my answer to this question and going a little bit more in depth into this topic of being mindful and having compassion towards ourselves, I'm going to provide a guided meditation. So here's the question that was sent to me. I listen to your podcast every so often seeking answers about myself because I always feel like I'm stuck in the past and can't live in the present moment. So much do I want to let the past go and move on and empower myself because this is the decision I made for myself. I don't want to feel guilty anymore and just be content with my decision for a better, happier life for me. Thank you so much for this question. So I'm going to paraphrase a response that I've already been given and to give it in a way that perhaps will make more sense to the audience. So I said, approximately, stop talking about the same thing over and over again and just learn to be present with it. Feel it. Let it be instead of trying to force it out. Because we can try to force it out through talking too much or ruminating over it. And the reason we do this is because we simply want to be able to let it go. And while we're often trying to let go of our thoughts, instead we should focus more in on our emotions. And by allowing our emotions to be and approaching them with care and concern, these negative emotions begin to dissipate all on their own with our kind and curious attention to them. And her response to me was, "And I'm just having trouble understanding how this works. I feel like the more I allow my thoughts of my past to be, the more stuck I am. I can't enjoy my current happy life with my friends and family. Please help me understand how allowing emotions to be will allow them to dissipate all of the thoughts of feeling stuck and self-critical. I understand that it may feel like letting your emotions and your thoughts be is allowing them to just take over your life. The idea here is to make a mental note of the passing thoughts as they come and go without trying to control them. You can make up names for the various thoughts that are coming through your mind. Try labeling them. Planning. Thought about the past. Sad thought. Angry thought. Labeling thoughts in this way is the key to not being swept away by your thoughts. It is taking a step back from being inside of your thoughts and beginning to be the observer of your thoughts. To really be the awareness, the one who is watching all the various activity that is going on. Then you can bring awareness back into the body to become curious about your feelings, allowing them to be as they are as you attempt to be kind and friendly to yourself as possible. Thinking over the past and judging yourself negatively is just a habit that you've been practicing in an attempt to make things better. This is human nature, so there's really no need to be upset with yourself over this, but it is helpful to try and forgive yourself and the resistance that you have to letting go of the past. As you have probably heard me quote before, Carl Rogers, who says, "The curious paradox is that when I accept myself just as I am, then I can change." This is so much easier for me to describe than it is for us to actually do. Just remember that it takes time for us to practice these mindfulness skills of observing our thoughts and feelings. So see if it's possible for you to be patient and kind to yourself in the process. It's taken a long time for you and many of us, really all of us, to develop the habits that we have currently in our lives. These habits of judging ourselves harshly and feeling guilty over the past. It can take some time and practice to begin to undo these habit patterns. Allowing our feelings to be present without judging them and being kind and friendly to ourselves in the process changes the way we relate to our feelings. Kindness and compassion is not an evaluation or a judgment. Kindness and compassion is not an evaluation or a judgment. It is a way of us relating to ourselves. And when we can begin to relate to ourselves in this way, we begin to discover a brand new way of being. And it may not happen all at once. Maybe it just comes in little tiny doses. But notice those moments, those doses of presence where you can feel the kindness, where you can feel the love and be present. And if all you're experiencing is a sense of numbness and non-feeling, there's no need to judge or criticize that. Be present. Stay curious. Mindfulness is not about striving to get rid of thoughts or striving for a better state. It is about awareness and building that awareness. And through that practice, often the byproduct that arises is a sense of letting go, a sense of letting be, a sense of being alive and present in this moment, which is truly what we are looking for, is a sense of being alive in this moment. Our feelings continue to come and go and ask for our attention. Maybe we could begin to ask ourselves in a gentle way, "What does this feeling want from me?" Consider how you would respond to a dear friend or a loved one who was feeling the same way. Is it possible to begin to respond to yourself in this way? Hang in there. Keep practicing. I so appreciate your question. In your response to me, you said, it's easier to say than to do. I just get so caught up in it all. I've noticed that judging myself and thinking over the past has been a habit I've developed over the years, and I've just been trying to break it so that I might be happy. I feel like happiness is there. I can touch it, but I can't hold on to it because of this blockage. For the most part, when they're calling my attention, it feels like they just want closure because there's so much anger surrounding the thoughts about the past. Forgiveness so far has seemed to be the hardest to do because I'm just so critical of myself. And I think the place to begin perhaps here is it possible to extend a sense of forgiveness to the part of you that is resistant and critical? That very part of you was developed for a reason to deal with some of the unspoken things that you're talking about here. Can we begin to forgive our own resistance, our own inner critic? Because the truth is that the inner critic and that resistance, its desire is for us to be happy. The whole reason we criticize ourselves and we're hard on ourselves is because we're attempting to manipulate our environment in a way that we can be happier, that we can be free of pain and suffering. So we don't have to criticize ourselves so harshly that this critic exists. It's really just part of our wiring that it's there. We're hardwired to focus in on all of these threats and negative things in our environment. So maybe you can sit back and be refreshed by the fact that it's not your fault that you have this inner critic. It's just there. And maybe you can begin to relate to it in a different kind of way. Now, you mentioned that sometimes you touch happiness, but you can't hold on to it. But the truth is that we can't really hold on to any emotion, that they are fleeting, that they are constantly coming and going. So when a sense of joy or happiness enters your space of awareness, invite it in. Let that feeling be as much as it wishes or wants. See if you can allow it to fill the body and mind and to be present with it. Savor it. Let it be here, not in a clingy kind of way where I'm going to make myself happy and I'm going to stay in this spot. It's not about striving. It's about an invitation of allowing the feeling of happiness to be present, to open yourself up to this, which for many of us can be scary because we're not used to letting go in that way. We're used to clinging to all of these ideas about my pain, my difficulty. I can't let go, what I can't do. And this incessant thinking about me and my issues of what I'm unable to do gets in the way of us seeing who we are. It's all we can do is pay attention to the waves, even though we're the ocean. And forgiving ourselves can be quite difficult, but often it's one of the first steps to being able to show ourselves kindness and compassion. It's hard to open our hearts wide towards ourselves when there's this sense of resentment that we're holding on. And I don't pretend to just think that forgiveness is such an easy thing. I actually believe that it's a process that we can do again and again. Desmond Tutu wrote a wonderful book called On Forgiving that describes many different rituals that people can use in order to forgive themselves and to forgive others. I realize that this is a difficult topic for many people because they're often told that they should forgive. Whereas I don't mean it in that sense here. Rather, it is freely given to yourself and others as you see fit. and to understand that by letting go of the resentment, there can be a sense of freedom and peace that often can take place. But it's not seen as a judgment if you don't. It's about figuring out what is right for you and what timing is right for you. So let's transition now into a guided meditation. You're invited now to just take a position that is alert, awake, and to allow the eyes to close if you wish, or to soften the gaze, and to bring your awareness right inside the body, noticing the outer edges of the body, noticing where the body is making contact with the surface beneath you. Notice gravity act on the body holding you here. Seeing if you can allow this body and mind to be just as it is. And then expanding your awareness to include this body as a whole, breathing. Watching the body expand as you breathe in, and then watching the body let go, let be. You're invited now to bring to mind what's brought you here for practice, your intention, to be happy, peaceful, safe, loved, free. Whisper these intentions to yourself and your mind, and if nothing is arising, there's no need to judge, just rest with breathing. Softly letting go of these intentions and bringing awareness right back to the breath. Noticing the very beginning of your in-breath. Notice the very beginning of your out-breath. Seeing if it's possible for you to really be curious about breathing. Notice where the mind goes when it doesn't want to be present with the breath. A thought, a feeling, a sensation, something about the future, the past, daydreaming. Make room and space for whatever comes. Lay out a welcome mat. Notice what comes up, acknowledge it, and then invite yourself to come back to the here, the now, this breath. Seeing if you can cultivate an awareness that is curious and kind as you witness this breath. Think of yourself as being the awareness that is witnessing this moment-to-moment experience, not having to change anything, not having to strive to do anything at all, but simply to witness moment to moment this breath flowing in and flowing out. You're invited now to begin to shift attention to see if it's possible to bring to mind someone or a being that is very easy for you to love. This could be a baby, a child, a pet, someone where the relationship is not complicated. And to picture this being in your mind and to begin to offer love and kindness, saying, may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe, loved, free. May things go well in your life. May you have compassion and understanding for yourself just as you are. You're also invited to disregard my comments and use phrasing that works best for you. You may imagine this person or this being in your mind and say, may you be, and fill in the blanks that work for you. Happy, peaceful, safe, loved, free. May you live a life of joy and ease. May you be as healthy and as strong as possible for your body and mind to be. May you be happy. You're invited now to expand awareness to include this loved one, but to also include yourself, as you say, may we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be safe. May we be loved. May we be free. May we have compassion and understanding for ourselves just as we are. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be safe. May we be loved. May we be free. Gently letting go of the image of this loved one and resting awareness with the breathing. Just sensing this breath flow in and out. You're invited, if it makes sense to you, to breathe more deeply, to fill the lungs and the chest, and then to allow the breath to go softly, gently, slowly, letting go, letting be, letting your mind and body settle right into this moment, this breath, this body breathing. Noticing. Perhaps noticing the coolness as you breathe in and the warmth as you breathe out. And then expanding to include the body as a whole breathing. Watching the body expand as you breathe in and fill with aliveness. And then watching the body let go, let be, On your next in-breath, envision that the breath is coming in through the feet and traveling up through the course of the body and exiting through the crown of the head as you breathe out. Imagining that there's a blowhole like a dolphin or a whale here at the crown of the head. Breathing in, the breath comes through the feet or the toes, traveling through the length of the body and exiting through the crown of the head again and again. If this imagery doesn't work for you, just rest with the felt sense of breathing. You're invited now to just listen as I share a poem entitled She Let Go by Sapphire Rose. She let go. Without a thought or a word, she let go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of the confluence of opinions swarming around her head. She let go of the committee of indecision within her. She let go of all the right reasons. Wholly and completely, without hesitation or worry, she just let go. She didn't ask anyone for advice. She didn't read a book on how to let go. She let go of all of the memories that held her back. She let go of all of the anxiety that kept her from moving forward. She let go of all the planning and all of the calculations about how to do it just right. She didn't promise to let go. She didn't journal about it. She didn't write about the projected date in her day timer. She made no public announcement and put no ad in the paper. She didn't check the weather report or read her daily horoscope. She just let go. She didn't analyze whether she should let go. She didn't call her friends to discuss the matter. She didn't do a 5-step spiritual mind treatment. She didn't utter one word. She just let go. No one was around when it happened. There was no applause or congratulations. No one thanked her or praised her. No one noticed a thing. Like a leaf falling from a tree, she let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good and it wasn't bad. It was what it was, and it is just that. In the space of letting go, she let it all be. A small smile came over her face. A light breeze blew through her. And the sun and the moon shone forevermore. And now you can give yourself the gift of coming out of the meditation softly and gently. Thank you all so much for listening. Please send me your questions, jude@akeenmind.com or on the Anchor app, as I said earlier. I hope that you will check out my offerings. If you're here in the Charlotte area, just visit my website, akeenmind.com, for the next meditation class, the 4-week class with a retreat. Or even if you're here locally and interested in counseling, you can reach out to me for that as well. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care. Until next time.